Y'all didn't even worry about that. No, they come up this way. Just got a little more.
They pushed that electric charge.
Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Judge. How are you?
What's that federal infrastructure money hit the ground?
Well, it doesn't look like weather's ever been any pretty in February.
I didn't know if you were trying to make a school board meeting at the same time.
No. Yeah. May I steal a pen, please?
Sure. Make sure it writes.
Yeah, I'll take this.
All the four court meeting together. Please join me in the invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, we give thanks in this day and thanks for the blessings that we receive. Father, we ask that you bless this county and bless this meeting. Father, lead, guide, and direct us in the things that we need to be and decisions that are made. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with the liberty and justice for all. Veterans present, will you please stand? Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Allison.
Here.
Boyer.
Present.
Brown.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Kendrick.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahowski.
Present.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Roland. Shock.
Here.
Strength.
Here.
Thank you all for being here. Now, please, everybody turn your microphone on. We'll be talking at least. Next order of business, approval of the journal and tab 1. What is your pleasure?
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval of the journal. In reviewing that, any questions on any items on the journal? Take just a moment to look over. Hearing no questions or discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. County officer report under tab 2. Treasurer, did you start?
Stop. Thank you, Joe. If you'll turn with me to summary statement for Coram Court, January 1st, 2022 to January 31st, 2022. County General Fund 1,000, $4,139,427.15. County Road Fund 2,000, $3,863,063.70. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,010,650.73. Animal Warfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,404,724.09. Criminal Justice Tax Fund 3407, $1,852,958.31. If you'll turn with me, you'll notice we're missing what we usually use as page 2. That's a chart that has county general revenues. There's only one data point, so it doesn't show up on the chart. It'll be back next month. Next page we're going to look at is sales tax. Sales tax for January was $1,071,054.77, up 24.42% over 2021. If you'll turn with me to the next page. Actually, that page is an old page. Flip with me to the chart. And as you can see, our three-month moving total continues to be greatly above our one-year moving average. Are there any questions?
Do I have a question? Great. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Judge.
Report. Sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Give your report.
Stats for January of 2022. Average headcount at Unit 1, we have a capacity of 118. Our average was 143. Those are violent offenders. The average headcount at Unit 2, capacity 218, we had 129. The average headcount at female capacity is 88. We had 60 for the month of January. Juveniles was for the month of January, capacity 16, we had 12. We took in 273 inmates and we released 251. What's exciting is the number of vacant positions, and I want to thank this court, and I want to thank Judge yourself and this court, since we've been able to accomplish these raises, we're on track to being able for, actually for the first time since I've been here, filling every detention officer position and every patrol position since we've accumulated these raises. So thank you guys so much.
That's found to be a good thing.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
That's a big deal.
Piggyback on that, I don't think my entire time as sheriff, I don't think we ever accomplished that.
Yeah, it's a tough road, and you know we're gonna it's gonna be ups and downs, and we're gonna have people fall off and go find better paying jobs, and we have that continuously doing that, but in the big scheme of what we've been dealing with over the last several years, obviously, this is a big deal for the citizens. Total number of calls to dispatch is 2,361. The total number of calls to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office 1,654. Number of violent crimes and domestic crimes, we had 73. Number of thefts and criminal mischief, we had 63. Animal calls, we have 81 that we take them. Animal citations is 5, and animal warnings is 3. Criminal Investigation Division, we assigned 43 cases, we closed 15, and we have 28 of those cases still open, being worked on. Transport, total trips was 65, total miles 3,624, at a total cost of $3,752 on our transport. And that's all I have, Your Honor, and unless you have questions.
Questions of the court?
Hey, Sheriff, about the 80 inmates that you house, are they split between Unit 1 and Unit 2, or are they all in one of those?
All of our ADC, they are between Unit 1 and Unit 2. We do have some at Unit 2 and some at Unit 1 as well.
Okay, I saw an article that said that one of the prisons, one of the big prisons down by Pine Bluff, is going to be cutting capacity by like 600 prisoners soon. Do you expect that to shift the burden onto the counties, including Faulkner County?
Are you talking about they're going to close down a section?
They were going to remodel or update some one of the facilities, and they said that for a short time they're going to be out like 600 beds. Or 600, they're going to have 600 less capacity for prisoners.
That could place a toll on all the counties around. Andy may have some.
No, I can speak to it's actually at the Tucker unit down in Tucker, south of England. They haven't been able to have capacity inmates for numerous months because of short staffing. Okay. So it's really not going to have much of an effect, okay. My opinion. I mean, you never know, but that's my opinion.
If it's something that's been idle, that's been, the population is not changing that much, it won't have that much of an effect on us. But I will tell you, our biggest issue has always been at intake. And so it's been because of COVID. But we were just this week be able to take 30 of our inmates, ADC, down there. We got another load of females that's fixing to go down there. So that's really helped on numbers for the month of February. But that didn't exist in January, which have kept our numbers up in our maximum security at 140.
So even with those transfers to the prison, our headcount still running higher than capacity in Unit 1?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions? Sure. Thanks, Tim. Any other county official have any reports they want to give? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll move on. Standing committee reports, budget and finance.
Yes, Your Honor, we have 3 ordinances for the court to consider tonight.
We'll try to accommodate. Court of Public Safety.
Your Honor, Court of Public Safety did not meet this month, but if you'll allow it, I have a short report from the Animal Shelter Committee and from the AAC Board.
Go right ahead.
I'll start with the AAC Board. I'm pleased to announce that I have been appointed to the Personnel Committee on the AAC Board at our last meeting that we had last week. Also, at that meeting, we had a lot of discussion, and pertains what you brought up, Justice Allison, regarding law enforcement and jail issues. And I just hit a couple of my notes here, but one of the things that we confirmed is that typically the average cost of an inmate statewide is $63 per head. We're getting reimbursed at $32, so there's a $31 delta per day, you know, that counties are having to subsidize. So we go back and look at the resolutions that the counties tried to pass where we could get an income tax break for our law enforcement, because we know we have some pay issues with law enforcement that we've been working on, but other counties are still struggling as well. That did not pass during the fiscal session, but they're still working on other ways. Kind of a pushback is the governor really pushed back to the counties and to the AAC and said that the counties need to work that out. That's their problem, our problem. So when you go back and look at this jail inmate issue, it kind of is our problem, but if we weren't having to pay $31 a day for state inmates, we would have that money to pay our law enforcement officers, ourselves. So it is related to one another. in many counties, and several, there's a couple of sheriffs on our board, they actually made the comment that in many counties, they have so many state inmates backed up that they can no longer hold misdemeanor offenders in their county. So anybody that commits a misdemeanor, they just catch them and release them because they have state inmates that are taking up that bed space. Some other notes on that, but anyway, it's a big discussion at the AEC level. Would also like to note that the ARP presentations, that they actually held two webinars, live webinars, they're both online. One webinar deals with, it's focusing on the below $10 million ARP, so that would be the unencumbered money. And then the other webinar focuses on the above $10 million, which is the encumbered money. They're on the website, and you can visit those. Anybody can visit those that wants to learn more about the ARP. So that's the AAC update. Shifting over to the Community Animal Shelter Development Committee. Rick Sal Architects is working with Shelter Planners of America as a consultant on our project. The committee and I have been working for the past couple of weeks on completing a detailed need assessment survey, which was given to us about a lot of data regarding demographics for our county, population growth, animal growth, other shelters. It was pretty detailed. We divided it, kind of did a divide and conquer among the committee, and we submitted that information yesterday back to the architects, who are sending it to their consultant, which is the shelter planners. So they're going to work on that, and then once they get that data and we answer all of their questions, they will be showing up here for a needs assessment meeting that we will be having. So I'll update as more of that comes. The committee took a field trip to Mountain View last Tuesday to tour the Stone County Humane Society shelter. That was very beneficial. There are a lot of things that we learned as a committee that we liked. There's some things that we didn't like. The demographics in Stone County is different than Faulkner County. I mean, that entire county's population is not much larger than the city of Greenbrier. But even so, there's some things that they really, really did well. I have been to some good shelters and some bad shelters. You can tell about 10 seconds when you walk into the door a shelter that's struggling. This was not one. This was a very good shelter and very well-run shelter. So we were impressed with that. So we came with a lot of notes on that. We actually met today, that the committee did, earlier today, to go over and to kind of compare notes on what we found from our field trip. During the field trip, we also had an opportunity to meet with Senator Misty Irvin and Stone County Judge Stacy Avey, I believe that's the name, and I got to visit with them and ask them questions about animal shelters and the impact that it has on their communities. So at this point, we're kind of on hold for a little bit of time while the architect and the consultant work on the needs assessment and that data, and then we'll move forward from there. That's all I got, Judge.
Thanks for that report. If I had any questions, okay. Personnel committee?
Nothing to report, Your Honor.
Okay. I draw the blank, but anyway. There's one committee we haven't heard about.
Infrastructure did not meet.
Okay, thank you. I draw the blank. I have those blanks at all. Any special reports this time? I know of none. Any old business at this time? I know of none. We'll move on. Public comments on the three ordinances that we have before us tonight. If you're here to comment on any of those three officers, come forward now. It's your time to comment. We have three ordinances that we'll discuss. Hearing and seeing none, let's move forward. New business. Proposed ordinance 22-05, appropriation orders. What is your pleasure? It's under tab 3.
Judge, I move proposed ordinance 22-05 be on the table for consideration.
Second.
And remember to read by title only.
Second. We got a second. You've heard the motion and second. Councilor, would you read the ordinance by title only?
Proposed ordinance 22-05, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be enacted by the Foreign Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, and ordinance to be entitled Appropriation Ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, dated December 16, 2021, and to declare an emergency.
Heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on proposed ordinance 22-05.
Judge, can I ask Ms. Lewis if she's just very quickly let the folks in the audience know what this was for?
Okay. Basically, it was a budget error. Last year, I had $13,000 in my telephone line out of my hand. As y'all saw, everybody's internet went to red because for the first time ever, they had Margaret turn our internet on and the auditors had us pay our internet separately so it could be tracked. So when Tom sent me the budget to look over and it showed the prior year compared to what we wanted it to be for 22, the internet line item wasn't in there, so I missed it. So I was going to take the $13,000 out of telephones that I found out later, since we don't own our telephones, we lease them. They wanted us to pay that at a lease equipment and not telephone. So I was going to take $11,000 and put it in lease equipment, take the other $2,000 and put it in internet, and basically do away with the telephone line item. And since that wasn't turned on, I had written in the body of the email to Tom to make a note to turn, when we turn that on, to put the $2,000 in there. And when I got my budget back in December to look over it, it was in there and in zero, and I missed it in all of the switching around from raised requests and changing percentages and all that stuff. I forgot. And so I didn't notice it till January when I got the first internet bill, went to pay it, and it came up on FI that was insufficient funds to pay this bill. And I called Margaret and asked her, and she looked and said, there's nothing in that line item. And so I figured out then that it got missed, that we forgot to put it in there.
Bottom line is you want to keep your internet.
Yeah, I
need to have that. All right, that's what I thought you had.
It's real important in my office.
Yeah. Thank you. Other questions on this ordinance? Hearing none, seeing none. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahowski.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strang.
Yes.
Okay. Proposed ordinance 22-05 does pass. Moving to tab 4, proposed ordinance 22-06, appropriation CARES Act. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move that ordinance 22-06 be on the table for the court's consideration and read by title only.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Counselor, would you read the motion?
Ordinance 22-06, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be enacted by the Foreign Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. Ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, dated December 14, 2021.
Thank you. We've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this appropriation request. None ordinance.
Judge?
Yes.
When we discussed this, correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor, but this was the big debate over which one would get funded with the CARES Act or the ARP money. Is that correct?
We did have a discussion about that.
This is the radios. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And the latest final rule says that the ARP money can be used for the radios. Is that what you understand it?
I think the ARP money can be used for radio communication, yes, sir.
Then I would move that we switch this funding to the ARP fund and keep this money that's unencumbered available for other purposes that may not be covered by the ARP fund.
Motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Who made the second? So you'll need to. Okay. Motion been made and seconded to move this from the CARES Act money to the rescue funds. Is that right?
Yes.
That's the way it is. Motion now open for discussion to the amendment, to the proposed order.
Judge Baker.
Yes.
Councilor Murphy, so from what I understand, our ARP money is now kind of can be split into two pots, right? Unencumbered and encumbered?
Sort of.
Go ahead.
Let's answer that question. Yes. there has always been a lost revenue portion of the ARP funds, has always been. The issue is, how do we come about with deciding what those lost revenue numbers are? Scott and I have had numerous discussions about trying to figure out how to make those lost revenue numbers as great as possible, because the lost revenue numbers have always been unencumbered, to use the word that we've used previously. So to that extent, nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is that now in the final rule, there is an allowance for counties to elect to use one formula, sort of like itemizing your taxes, or a standard formula, sort of like taking the standard deduction, up to $10 million. So, first of all, that decision is an executive function of the county. So it is not guaranteed that there will be $10 million in lost revenue. In fact, the executive branch has the authority to choose the itemized lost revenue formula, which could be zero, could be 100,000, I don't know. So I think this court would be prudent to, at least in discussing unencumbered or encumbered funds, to know that as of today, everything is encumbered. Like, we don't have anything that has set that restriction aside. We have $0 to show in lost revenue as of today. That may change next month, next week, but for now, we don't have that.
Thank you, Rich.
Yes, thank you very much.
We approved this same ordinance last fall, and the deadline run out on getting paid for the phones, and so we need to reapprove this to match what we did last year. Is that right?
Correct. We passed a similar ordinance last year.
We did approve the buy the radio last year. Time run out, so now then free back up the money. We need to do this. And the motion's on the floor to do it out of the American Rescue Funds instead of the CARES Act funds. So that's what we're discussing.
Yes. Thank you, Judge. The CARES Act money is it considered part of the $10 million that has been unencumbered?
No. The CARES Act was completely separate. And so that was actually reimbursement for county expenses. Okay. So that's in a separate fund. It is also unencumbered, meaning the county can use that for whatever it pleases. It basically is under a county general number, I believe, even.
So it has no effect on the $10 million?
Zero.
Taking
effect.
Out the CARES, because we put it into the ARP fund, doesn't affect the $10 million at all?
I don't want to say it doesn't affect, because at the end of the day...
We don't know.
Well, you're taking money out of a rescue plan fund, and in theory, you can also take $10 million out of that rescue fund and move it to a lost revenue fund. So I don't want to say it doesn't have any bearing, but they are separate issues.
So my sense is that we're trying to save money from the $10 million by transferring from CARES fund to ARP money. Is that where we're trying to provide security for this amount of money against the $10 million?
That's not my intent, Justice Boyer. My intent is to make as big of an unencumbered possible pot as we can. And by moving this to the ARP fund, where some of that money that would be encumbered, the money over the $10 million, this could be deducted from that instead of the potentially unencumbered money. So if there's $500,000 left in the CARES Act, then we could have a pot of $10,500,000 unencumbered if we move this expense to that encumbered part of the ARP fund.
That's it.
As the counselor said, that would all depend on what the executive branch decides to make the lost revenue portion of the ARP fund. But still saves unencumbered money in the CARES Act fund and allows us to shift that burden to the encumbered funds that are approved now by the final rule to spend on these radios.
Question, is there a reason why this came out of budget and finance like it did?
So to kind of follow up on Judge Baker's comment, what had happened was, is after this was initially approved, the reserve unit went ahead and ordered the radios immediately. Radios come in, they have them in possession. And what happened was, is the firm shipped them a shipping notice instead of a receipt. And so the reserve unit reached back to them and said, hey, we actually need a receipt, a final bill for this, saying it's been paid for, or so that we can pay for it. And there was a little delay on that, and it finally did come in after the turn of the year. And so, basically, the ordinance, and it was dated after the end of the year. So that was the issue. So since it couldn't, the reserve unit came back up and said, we got a little issue here. So that's not a problem. We'll just redo the ordinance so that in this year's business instead of 2021's business. So as far as the reserve unit is concerned, that's what they're doing. They're just saying, hey, can we re-up this in this year's budget? And there's no... I hate the term, but there's no new money because the money was appropriated last year and not spent. So we're reappropriating the same money if we do it as written.
Could I ask a question and kind of touch on Justice Knight's question there? If I recall correctly, it seems like we drew this out of the CARES Act fund in large part because at the time it was not clear that the final rule would cover the radios. Now, this latest issue of the final rule, specifically as far as I'm concerned, you may correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor, will allow the radios to be covered out of the encumbered funds.
I think the final rule will allow for this purchase.
We just need to get the things paid for, and a lot of them. Like we don't afford to pay for it out of, but the motion on the floor is to pay for it out of the American Rescue Funds instead of the CARES Act funds. So that's what we say. Other discussion. Hearing none, seeing none on the amendment to the ordinance. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no.
No.
Amendment has passed. All right. Then we're back to the original ordinance that you have heard read and amended. And floor is open for discussion.
I call for the vote, Your Honor.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahowski?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 22-06 is approved as amended. Turn to tab 5, proposed ordinance 22-07, 2021 appropriation. What is your pleasure?
Judge, I move proposed ordinance 22-07 be on the table for the court's consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Counselor, would you read the title only?
Proposed ordinance 22-07, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 20-32, dated December 17th, 2020, and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read by title, and it's in front of you. The floor is now open for any discussion on this 22-07. Hearing none, seeing none, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Allison?
Yes.
Boyer?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Kendrick?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahowski?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Pickett?
Yes.
Shock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 22-07 is approved for $110. All right. There's no appointments that I know of on item 12. Announcements. and the announcement come before this court. I have a couple that I'll wait for last.
Judge, I'd just like to thank you for coming today. Teresa Littleday, she was the executive director of Milestone, used to be the Faulkner County Day School for years and years and years. She retired, and today Judge Baker declared today to be Teresa Littleday in Faulkner County, and today ceremony in his office, and that was much appreciated, and I thought I had a good turnout.
Thank you. Any person that served 38 years in this county ought to be recognized, even though she retired in January. I'm sorry, I got around to it late. 38 years is a long time to be connected, and we appreciate her. I have the keys to the balance.
Bravo.
County has the keys. We already had the deed. We've got the insurance. I guess we've had the lights turned on since I got the keys. I ain't going to turn them out, but I just felt like we were going to have somebody look like they lived there. So I left the lights on. We did set the thermostat at a low figure, but
I'm so happy. Overcome.
Well, let me just stop right there. But no, move. Randy, you okay,
aren't you? I'm going to survive, Your Honor.
All right. Listen, we did have 13 grass fires in the county today, plus game and fish did control burn on the, looked like about 600 acres. And I think there was a control burn at Camp Robinson. So at 4 o'clock this afternoon, at the request of several fire departments, we put a burn ban on. It's in a place we probably won't get enough rain this week to lift it at all, but sooner or later it will rain, we'll lift it. But we've got a burn ban on that. And the request made through fire departments that were actively trying to put these grass fires out.
Your Honor, on that note, I received my first code red alert for a burn ban today, so that communication went out quickly across the county. So, Bravo.
Sometimes things do work. Thank you. I mean, sometimes. All right. Any other announcements? Hearing none, thank you all for coming to this meeting. Adjourned. Let's go from here to the major back play. I'll find it.
8 o'clock.
Today? Well, I'm going to.